The occasion is a campaign kickoff event for Republican State Representative Drew McEwen. The location, the Shelton Airport. The special guest is Republican candidate for governor, Bill Bryant. Shortly, both men will be boarding a plane to go skydiving. Turns out this was McEwen's idea, and he pitched it to Bryant.
Yeah, well, I think actually I hit him up a few months ago and said this was the plan for my kickoff, and do you want to jump? And caught him on a weak moment, and he said yes.
McEwen has done this once before. Bryant is a first-timer.
It's about 92 degrees right now, but have you had any cold feet?
No, I have not had any cold feet.
But still, why parachute out of an airplane for a campaign event? McEwen is quick with an answer.
Well, I think if there's any lesson right now with the 2016 elections, it's that it's not business as usual. And, you know, people get tired of the old stuff. And, yeah, I mean, this is a little bit of a splash. But, yeah, I mean, how many rubber chicken dinners can you ask people to go to? And, you know, just do something fun. And
yeah, I'm all over that. No more rubber chicken dinners.
Yeah. Bryant wants to use this event to highlight military ballots going out soon for the primary. But there's also a strategic reason for him doing this. Bryant's own campaign polling shows that as a first-time statewide candidate, he needs to get his name ID up with Washington voters. Then the moment arrives.
So as we send our jumpers off,
the candidates head out to meet their instructors, sign waivers, and get suited up to jump.
Is there room in there? Let's pile in.
This is probably a good place to pause and note that McEwen and Bryant both have opponents. And those opponents, for the record, have no plans to go skydiving anytime soon.
It's an interesting way to do a launch. It seems to be one way of doing it.
Craig Patty is a Democrat running against McEwen for state representative. He's also a firefighter, but he says there will be no thrill-seeking when he formally kicks off his campaign later this month.
I don't plan on taking people into burning buildings or doing a CPR demonstration or anything like that.
That includes getting tased, something another state rep candidate recently did. Patty says he's not convinced that campaign stunts are really what it takes to break through in 2016.
I don't feel that if you have a good message that you need to be flashy to get it out there.
Bryant's opponent is Governor Jay Inslee. He may not deploy a parachute anytime soon, but he did recently deploy a fire shelter and climb inside it in front of TV cameras. Now, that was official governor business, not for the campaign. Asked if he's feeling any pressure to get creative on the campaign trail, Inslee doubles down on the power of incumbency.
We're doing our job, and my job today is to help people fight forest fires and prevent forest fires, and I think that's pretty creative.
Back at the Shelton Airport, the candidates ride out to the airplane that will take them to 13,000 feet. I'm sitting next to McEwen.
Okay, so now you're about to really do this. What are you thinking?
The anxiety will hit when we're sitting in the door of the plane. But right now, I'm ready.
The plane arrives, picks them up, and a short while later, a video camera strapped to McEwen's chest captures the moment he and Bryant jump out of the plane attached to their instructors. They free fall for about a minute before the parachutes are opened. A few minutes after that, they're back on the ground.
We brought them all back.
It's all high fives and smiles. Bryant is clearly stoked.
Ah, bully. It was just bully. It was great. Yeah, there was no part that I didn't enjoy.
I ask McEwen if this is going to help their campaigns.
Well, absolutely. You're here.
Do you think it might bring in a few campaign contributions that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise? Because people have heard about this?
Absolutely.
As the candidates arrive back at the campaign kickoff event, there are some jokes.
The candidates are back after their stunt doubles jumped out of an airplane.
Then Bryant takes the mic.
Today, we didn't do the same thing. And we're demonstrating we're going to be thinking a little bit outside the box, and we're going to be taking a few risks.
After the speeches, a band strikes up.
30 days and 30 nights.
And soon, it starts to feel like a typical campaign event. There's music, pork sliders, and beer. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.
It's so easy to forget. Better taste the morning left. Swore I wouldn't go back there again. You had tequila make me crazy. Red light party.